In Arizona, Texas, and other parts of the country, legislative efforts are being made to restrict voter participation on the grounds of tightening election security. But opponents say those efforts are doing harm to vulnerable communities. Earlier this week, the Buffalo Common Council passed a resolution calling for Senate Majority Leader Schumer to bring to the Senate floor a vote on the For the People Act, a bill which, in part, strengthens voting access across the board. Outside of the offices of Open Buffalo Thursday, Open Buffalo Executive Director Franchelle Parker says members of Buffalo's Black community have voiced their concerns, urging Schumer to do the right thing.
But there are hundreds of people in this surrounding community that have signed postcards, again, calling on the senator to bring it to the vote. This community finds that it's unacceptable that we're not even bringing it to a vote.
Parker says residents are concerned that what is happening in other parts of the country will happen in New York as well, and the For the People Act will make sure those attempts to put up barriers to voting will be curbed. Masson District Councilman Ulysses Wingo says the act boils down to having adequate representation from the local level to the federal level.
And without people voting, we don't have folks in office who represent our sentiments, who represent the needs of our constituencies, our people. So what we have to do is make sure that we send a clear and strong message. And I believe the Buffalo Common Council did that by passing this resolution unanimously, asking Senator Chuck Schumer, the majority leader, to put this legislation to a vote.
More information on the For the People Act can be found online at openbuffalo.org. Thomas O'Neill White, WBFO News.